Welcome. We are your hosts,
Lisa
and Jill. I would not recommend this podcast for any child under the age of 12. Dare to be scared with stories of superstitions, legends, haunts, and terrors. Explore the weird, the wild, the dark, and unnatural with us.
We hope you have fun and don't fall asleep.
Is it scary in there?
Scary in there.
What's in there?
Big monster. Scary, mommy.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Awesome.
Great.
You did fart in here. There is not a dog in here.
I know, I didn't.
Why does it smell like that?
I don't know.
Last night, Goose was in the room, and I had to put him outside because he would not stop farting, and it was so bad. It was raining so bad last night, and he wouldn't go out to go poop. He came back in the house, and he just started hanging out, fell back to sleep, and just would not stop farting. Oh, I was like almost to the point I would throw up in bed. I had to kick him out of the house. Hi, welcome back to Scary in There.
Hey.
I hope you liked the last story.
I loved it.
You did?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad.
It was a really good story.
What did you like the best about it?
That nothing they did was really real.
Is that what you felt
like?
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
That's cool. I wonder if they're going to hear your brother screaming downstairs. Sorry, guys.
I hope not.
Okay, so we have watched this, like, show together before.
I love that show.
Ugh, what is it? It's so gross. What is it?
Hoarders.
And what do we like about that show?
You never really know what's in that stuff. Just stuff.
So, we watch Hoarders, and it's really gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah. What are some of the weirdest things that you've seen them find in there? Or like some of the grossest places that you've seen them clean?
In one episode, this one person had 8 houses. And in one of the houses, there were a few dog crates in them. And they actually had real dogs in them that were like starving to death. And and lived in their own like feces.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate that show. Poor babies.
I know.
Well, it's really sad because stuff like that actually happens. And there's a lot of, like, do you know how it starts?
Not really, no.
It starts with a simple little thing you learn from childhood. Something I have a problem with you with often. What am I constantly telling you to do?
Clean my room.
What does the sign on your door say?
My room was clean yesterday. Sorry you missed it.
Are you ready for a story?
Yes, please.
I'm going to tell you about Natalia's nasty habit. This has been a rough morning. I couldn't find my favorite Nirvana band tee. One of my shoes was missing for like an hour, and those people just won't stop banging on the front door. They have been yelling for about 10 minutes now, and I'm really sick of it. My mom used to say I was just careless, that I never actually put anything away, and just gather things. First of all, I actually have lots of things put away. I have Barbies, Beanie Babies, Go-Go Heads, Avengers, and tons of other toys put away under my bed. I put all my clothes away, even when it seems like there are too many. I get them all in the drawers, under my mattress, and in the closet. See, I actually do put things away. Sometimes I get busy and then have to go downstairs because Dad would like call me to get my bike out of the way, like in the driveway, and that's a total distraction. So if anything's ever left on the floor, it's usually his fault. So that's when I really forget things like a shoe, my gloves, that homework from last month, well, last week too. But anyway, my room being messy has never been my problem. It's never been a problem. Oh, and one of the things that makes me really upset is they always get rid of any animal I bring home. It's like a week goes by and then poof, gone. I don't even bring it up anymore. They just stare blankly at me like they always do when I ask them where my personal possessions and pets just disappear off to. And really, I just can't stand their stupid faces anymore. Luckily, I don't even have to see them very often. Those people knocking at the door are so persistent. Okay, I'll be right there. I just need a couple of things. Crap!
Oh my god.
Natalia, we know you're alone in there. We're just trying to help you. Please come to the front door now. I said I would. God, why can't I find my favorite brush? And I'm not alone, you stupid idiots. You'll see, I don't need your help. Mom, where's my brush? Mom! Natalia, we know your parents are not there. We know you're alone. Please, just come out and talk to us. I wish these people would just leave me alone. I have no clue why my parents stopped talking to everyone. I guess they just got fed up, annoyed. The phone won't stop ringing. The doorbell won't stop dinging. Now there are actually people here that now want me to come outside so they can talk to me. I'm just going to take my time. I thought I left my Lucky Charm bracelet. Ew, what is that? Silver hair? I hate it when my mom leaves her wig in the couch area. Actually, I am feeling a bit tired. Maybe I'll just rest until mom wakes up. When the authorities were finally able to gain entry into the home, they found 11-year-old Natalia sleeping on piles and piles of clothing, bedding, junk, blankets, pillows, toys, books, papers, tape, glue, pens, everything and anything you could think of. But the worst part of it all is they had to take her away to a girl's home to live. She was forever known as the girl who was so messy. She killed 11 cats, 7 dogs, 8 bunnies, 4 turtles, 13 birds, and 2 whole humans. She even buried her parents alive in her junk. Yep, they were smothered to death because she just wouldn't clean up, and no one ever went into her room alone. They were too afraid they wouldn't come back out.
I loved that story.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Not only did I love her name, I thought, like, that made me think of one episode of Hoarders where their cat died because there was so much stuff.
It's so sad.
I know, and I hate that.
Yeah. And now, how are you feeling about how clean your room is?
Pretty good.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Really? But I did look at your desk the other day.
Yeah, my desk sucks, and I need to clean that out.
What about your closet?
My closet is good. I really go look at it.
Oh, okay. We'll have to have a discussion about what's good and what's not so good.
How long has it been since you've seen my closet?
I don't know. I don't go in there very often. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Join us again. We'll have another episode soon. We are back in the game.
Finally.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you next time.
Please go like our Facebook page, Scary Lair Podcast.
But before you go to bed,
lock your doors,
check your windows,
close your closet doors,
turn your nightlights on,
and don't forget to check under your beds.
Because it's scary in there.
Yeah! Hey, mommy!
Sweet dreams!